I've always said it's really nice when, you know, everybody has a role on the team. Mine's the defensive end, and then to win an award that's voted by from your peers, they're probably the most meaningful one. So, yeah, it's really nice to wake up today and win this award. And like I've always said, I take pride in my defence. And this is a nice perk after what's been a pretty rough week getting knocked out of the finals.
I think in terms of steals per game, this was your most productive season. Do you consider it your best defensive season? Is it hard to sort of split them?
Yeah, there's probably games this year that I was more disappointed with some one-on-one efforts, but overall to average a handful of steals is pretty nice. But yeah, to say that, there's a lot of games I wish I could redo and play a bit better in at both ends of the court. But to cap it off with this award, it's really nice to reflect on what was a good year, and I think we could have gone a little bit better, but overall it's nice to be holding this.
How significant was that first game against Cedric? How much did that sort of drive you from that point onwards?
Yeah, he definitely got the better of me. First game of the year at Perth Arena, as the reigning champs, and we get blown out, and Cedric Jackson, the guy I was playing, you know, he smashed me. So it was good wake-up call that early in the season to refocus and get back into the grind of it, and, you know, hopefully I redeem myself from then onwards.
Not only is it, you know, five awards, but five consecutive. I mean, do you pitch yourself? What's the secret, and can you believe that it's been five in a row?
It makes me feel old, to tell the truth. So, no, it is nice to win five in a row. But in saying that, there's a lot of great defenders out there, and it could have gone to a handful of other guys, such as Gladness, Ebekwe, Vekona. So guys, year in, year out, put their hands up. It's just nice to be holding the trophy at the end of it.
You say that, you know, a lot of great defenders out there, but it really sets you apart in the history of the NBL now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's nice to see my name written there a few times, but you look at the guys who have won it. I think I'm only just tied Darnell Mee now, so he was one of the all-time great defenders. So to have my name alongside his is something I'm very proud of.
What are your recollections of Darnell Damo? You would have...
I played one season against him, and he actually stole the ball once and then blocked me a second time. So unfortunately, my memories are of him at the defensive end and embarrassing me. So he was a great guy on and off the court, but a hell of a defender.
Five in a row, do you have a couple more in you, do you think?
I'll see how my legs go, but I've got two more years with the Wildcats, so ideally if I could win two more and help the team win another couple of championships, that'd be great.
Damo, how have the last couple of days been?
Look, it's hard this time of year to wake up and know that there's still basketball being played and we're not a part of it. So waking up this morning with, you know, no alarm set, just a matter of getting up, it's a bit surreal that the season's over and you kind of don't even want to go to the NBL website because they're all talking about grand final and we're not a part of it. But I will sit back and watch the games, as hard as it'll be, and, you know, it's going to be a great series.
Is this, how do you compare it to other years where you may have missed out? You've obviously been to the grand final a lot this year, you're not going to be there.
Yeah, it's hard. It's really hard. You know, I think we had the playing group that was capable of winning a championship, but unfortunately when it mattered, we weren't able to step up and play consistently good enough, and obviously having injuries at the wrong time of year certainly plagued us. So I've no doubt if we had Sean Redditch and Greg Hyde that, you know, at least the series would have been extended to a game three and I would have backed ourselves in from there. But in saying that, full credit to Cairns and New Zealand, they've been the, you know, first and second most of the year, and they deserve to be playing in the grand final.
You've got Andrew here today. Ricky spoke earlier in the year a little bit about legacy. Do you feel like the core playing group, so, you know, the guys like you and Sean came along, got two championships now, do you feel like you need to get more out of this era?
Yeah, I think, you know, the secret to our success is keeping those core guys together, and to play in, you know, four grand finals, to win two of them or five, win two of them, you know, it would have been nice to have held up one or two more trophies. But when you're trying to compare eras, it's impossible. You know, you go anywhere in Perth and they still talk about Vlahov and Grace. You know, in 10 years' time, those names have changed to Knight and Redditch. That's fantastic. But they established Perth, they established the Wildcats. And when I talk about the Wildcats and a certain purple patch, it goes back to those guys. But hopefully now, if we can take two or three more championships before we retire, hopefully we're alongside those legends of the club.
Is that's obviously the aim? Because if you weren't to get another championship, would you feel like this team probably underachieved in the grand scheme of things?
I wouldn't say underachieved. I think to be able to have that stability and grow as a team over such a long period of time and consistently make either the semi-finals or grand finals, it's hard to say it's been an underachievement. But as a competitor, if you make it to a grand final series, you want to be holding that trophy up. And to see New Zealand beat us a few times and then get knocked out this year, I'll be disappointed if I don't win a few more championships, that's for sure, with these guys playing alongside me.
Where to now? Do you play anywhere off-season? What are you...
No, if I could cut off my right side of the body and replace it, that'd be great. So I've got a sore ankle, a sore right wrist and a busted right shoulder. So I'll take a couple of weeks off to get those repaired and then start working on next season. Obviously, we'll get together with the coaching staff, see where the improvements need to be made. Mine will be more at the offensive end, and I'll start working on that for the next few months.
What needs to change next season then to go one step further?
I think there's got to be buy-in from the start. You know, we probably didn't come out as hungry as we should have, and then we had some injuries, some illnesses, and you can give any excuse you wanted, but at the end of the day, we didn't put it together 40 minutes that was good enough for winning a championship. So I think the personnel is great. It's just a matter of working hard in this off-season, working on our, you know, weaknesses, and I think we'll be good enough. If we were to re-sign everybody, I'd still back us to win the championship next year.
Who wins the title from here, Darren, in your opinion?
I think home court advantage will go a long way, and if Cairns can snag the first game on their home court, I can't see New Zealand winning the next two. But in saying that, New Zealand's got that veteran squad back. They've won plenty of championships together, and if Cedric Jackson fires, I think the Breakers might win the title.
Your MVP's up in a couple of weeks, so you're probably not going to name the favourite when I ask you, but who's your tip?
Look, I think Jermaine Beal will win our MVP. I think Matty Knight had a great season, but he spent a fair bit of time on the sideline. And DeAndre Daniels, I'm not sure how many double-doubles he finished with for the year, but it was impressive seeing how many rebounds he'd average and then obviously put together 12, 14 points a game as well. So that'd be my top three, and it'd be a flick of a coin for who gets it.